This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Blooding by James McGee. Read by David Timpson. If they are to fight, they are too few. If they are to be killed, they are too many. The Anogwin, Wolf Clan, Ganyunkehaka, Warrior, Sachem, Diplomat, Orator. Prologue. Mohawk Valley, New York State, May 1780. Reaching the edge of the forest, Lieutenant Gil Wyatt halted and dropped to one knee. Cradling his rifle, he gazed down at the scene spread below him, his expression calm and watchful. From his elevated position, the ground sloped away gently, gradually widening out into a swathe of rich green meadow grass, speckled with blue violets, through which ran a shallow stream, bordered by stands of scarlet oak and white willow. Tree stumps dotted the incline, evidence of the labour that had gone into converting the land and raising the single-storey, timber-built cabin that nestled in the centre of the clearing. A small cornfield and a well-stocked vegetable patch occupied one side.